Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
Greetings. My name is Tom.
I always think of aliens from outer space when I hear that word greetings. I have a friend who always says that. Greetings. Greetings, earthlings, is what an alien would say from outer space. But we're actually...Just real people here talking about something that a lot of people like to eat, like to drink at least, and that's fruit juice, which is really tasty.
It is very tasty indeed, and it is quite popular here in Taiwan, especially at night markets. I used to go down to the Jingmei Night Market quite frequently with my wife and daughter, and we would always order...guava
juice,
indeed, from the grumpy lady, we call her.
I get the mango juice, which is really, really sweet, too. So.
Yes, they do sound very tasty and very tempting, but today in our article, we're going to be asking this question, is fruit juice really healthy?
No.
We think we're making a healthy choice by drinking fruit juice. Hey, I'm not having Coca-Cola.
Instead of pop,
or something really sweet, but hey, fruit juice must be good for you, right? But we're going to be asking this question, and we're going to try to answer this. Hey, is it wise? Is it a good idea to drink fruit juice? Let's find out. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now, one time.
We see fruit juice as a health trend everywhere, in supermarkets, juice shops, and even in gyms. People consume juice for its vitamins and minerals,and often use it as one of their 5 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables a day. After all, whole fruit is healthy, and juice comes from fruit, so people assume juice must be healthy too. However, is juice really as wholesome as everyone thinks? Unfortunately, juice is not a health product. Whole fruit isn't healthy just because it contains vitamins and minerals, but also because of its fiber.This fiber helps regulate digestion and makes you feel full. However, squeezing the juice from fruit leaves the fiber behind. Without it, juice is mostly natural sugar and water. Your body can't tell the difference between sugar from juice and sugar from candy or soda. In fact, juice often contains just as much sugar as soda. Liquid sugar confuses your body by giving you immediate energy.But it causes you to want to eat more because you don't feel full. Since juice doesn't require chewing, it's very easy to drink too much of it. Those who consume a lot of juice could actually end up gaining weight. That's because when the body takes in more sugar than it can handle, some of it gets turned to fat. If you are used to drinking juice every day, don't despair. It's fine to consume moderate amounts of juice with meals.Instead of pure juice, you can try smoothies with low-sugar, fiber-rich vegetables blended in. Just remember that juice is a treat, not a zero-calorie food.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. Is fruit juice really healthy? Is it good for you? And should you drink it if you're trying to become healthier or if you want to lose weight, if you're on a diet or whatever? So we'll begin in the first paragraph here. It says, we see fruit juice as a health trend everywhere.In supermarkets, juice shops, and even in gyms. So, yes, indeed, this is a health trend. Remember, a trend is something that is popular in society at large. A trend, it's something that, of course, also refers to a general direction that society is taking. But we're just saying this is a health trend. It's very popular in society because we see it everywhere. It's, of course, available in supermarkets.And specialized juice shops that offer, hundreds of different choices with fruit mixed with milk or with nuts or with beans or whatever. And you can also see it in gyms, exercise gyms. I don't go to exercise gyms. Is that true? Can you get fruit juice at an exercise gym?
Maybe some of them. I go to World Gym and they will sell you a bottle of water, not juice. They are smarter than that, I guess. You can use trend withdifferent things, guys. It can be a fashion trend, a food trend, a dating trend, anything that's suddenly popular for a while. So here in the second sentence, it says people consume or drink juice for its vitamins and minerals. So it sounds nutritious, right? It sounds healthy that way. And often use it as one of their 5 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables a day.Most of our governments have come out with suggestions or recommendations for our nutrition, our diets, how much we should eat of carbohydrates, of proteins, of fruits and vegetables, things like that. So, according to that recommendation, we're supposed to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. So some people go, well, I'll buy this bottle of juice. That'll be one of my recommended servings of fruit. And, it could be, but it's a little bit lacking in fiber. We're going to talk about that.
Indeed. Sometimes they do come out with these recommended servings for bread and cereals group, dairy group, fruit and vegetables, and meat groups, etc. So in the category of fruits and vegetables, you're supposed to have 5 servings a day, and this is one of them. After all, whole fruit is healthy, and juice comes from fruit, so people assume juice must be healthy, too. As after all, in the end, of course, it's true that whole fruit is healthy if you eat an apple or a banana or a guava or whatever. It's healthy. So what's the difference between eating a solid guava and a glass of guava juice? What's the difference? Okay, after all, they should be the same, so they assume juice must be healthy as well. In this sentence, we've got the word to assume. That's a verb. That means you just suppose something is true. You think it's true based on other information. You don't know for sure, but you just assume that. A lot of people, of course, look at me as a big white guy, and they just assume that I speak English. A lot of times I try to surprise them by answering in Spanish or something like that. Sorry, you got the wrong language, but now I speak English.
Do you know what people here assume I am every time?
Russian,
Ukrainian. I got a Ukrainian guest the other day, or German, but mostly Russian.
That's good for you, because then you don't have to give them free English lessons.
Yeah, but I'm already speaking Chinese to them, so we just go ahead and talk about whatever.
Great.
It's kind of funny. So if you assume something, guys, you think it's true, but you don't have proof. Remember that. You don't have proof. You don't have facts to back it up. You just assume, or you think it's the case. I suppose this is true. So they assume that drinking fruit and eating a whole fruit is just about the same, but it's not really. It says here, however, is juice really as wholesome as everyone thinks? If something's wholesome, it's usually really good for you. Wholesome. We actually will describe people who are good people. You know, they're not evil or they don't do bad things. We describe them as being wholesome sometimes. So usually here when we're talking about food, it's suggested that it's good for your health or physical well-being. It's wholesome. Is juice really as wholesome as the whole fruit that we eat sometimes?
Yep. Is it as healthy? Is it as pure as fruit? Well, unfortunately, here comes the truth here. Unfortunately, juice is not a health product. Okay, so that's the conclusion that a lot of people are making these days, the conclusion that a lot of experts are making these days, that juice is not a health product. Whole fruit isn't healthy just because it contains vitamins and minerals, but also because of its fiber. So yes, whole fruit is good because we think, hey, it's got vitamins and minerals, therefore it must be healthy. But that's not the only reason that fruit is healthy. It's also because it contains fiber. Fiber, which is kind of hard to describe in English, but basically it's xianwei in Chinese. It's a part of vegetable tissue, and I guess it's not really digested by the body. It just kind of goes through you, but it still is good for you.
Yeah, it really is good for you. If you don't have enough fiber, you usually have problems with your digestion. We're going to talk about this. This fiber helps regulate digestion and makes you feel full. So fiber really is good for you. It can help you feel full so you don't want to keep eating, and which will lead to too many calories and getting fat. But it also can help your digestive system. If you regulate something, guys, you usually maintain it, you regulate it, you control it, or you maintain maybe the rate of speed that something happens, Here we could talk about regulations. Sometimes governments will pass laws or regulations that will control a certain industry. For example, if your company that you buy your internet connection from, they usually regulate the speed that, that you're using the internet with. So that's maintaining or controlling the speed. Here you're regulating your digestion, how fast or slow your body digests the food that you eat. When it goes into your stomach, then lots of enzymes and different acids work on that food, breaks it down into those vitamins and minerals that your body can then use. And that fiber helps the whole process.
Right. Regulates digestion, of course, changing the food into something your body can use. Another word for regulate would be to control. Mm-hmm. However, squeezing the juice from fruit leaves the fiber behind, and that does not sound good at all. Of course, in order to make juice from fruit or vegetables, you need to squeeze it. Squeeze. That's a verb here that just means you kind of press something really hard, in this case, in order to get some juice to come out of it. You might shake someone's hand, but don't squeeze too hard. You might break their fingers or something like that. Squeeze just kind of lightly. In this particular case, yes, you need to squeeze juice from fruit, but unfortunately, the fiber does not go into the juice. The fiber stays behind.
I don't know. I had a juicer and it would let some of the fiber through too. So you can buy juicers, pieces of equipment that'll leave some of the fiber in the juice, which is kind of nice. And actually, there's orange juice that I buy in America. They don't sell it here, but it's sold with fiber included. Ooh. Which I love because it means they leave the pulp. If you're squeezing oranges or lemons, that fiber inside the fruit is called pulp, P-U-L-P. We're going to talk more about this, guys, and what is actually in that juice. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要谈论的主题是 fruit juice. 这个果汁呢，到底有没有我们想象中是那么的健康呢？首先，在前面提到呢，果汁因为含有丰富的 vitamins and minerals, 有维他命跟矿物质，所以大家都认为它非常的健康。然后 blank one 后面的句子提到 ,however, is juice really as wholesome as everyone thinks?但是呢，这个果汁果真有如大家一样想的有益健康吗？在第一个空格里面呢，我们可以选择 sentence B。B 选项里面的句子提到 ,After all, whole fruit is healthy and juice comes from fruit, so people assume juice must be healthy too.前面提到大家都觉得呢果汁呢富含维他命跟矿物质，所以延续在这里 sentence B 提到整颗水果是健康，而果汁来自于水果，所以人们也就 assume 也就假定认为呢 juice must be healthy too， 果汁也是这样子的健康，然后来搭配后面的句子 however 在这里语气转成词，在这里呢做了180度的转弯，反问果汁真的有如同我们想象的一样有益健康吗？所以搭配上下文意，第一题的标准答案我们就选择 B 选项。第二个空格，我们首先来看看后面的句子提到 Whole fruit isn't healthy just because it contains vitamins and minerals, but also because of its fiber. 这句话的意思是说呢 Whole fruit, 整颗水果啊，不仅是因为含有维他命跟矿物质而健康的，更是因为But also because of, 更是因为它的 fiber, 它的纤维而使着呢这个整颗水果才是健康的。那在这里我们来搭配第一段最后一个问句，果汁真的有我们想象的这么的健康吗？那我们就要做回应。第二题我们可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 提到 Unfortunately, juice is not a health product. 在这里提到，不幸的是呢，果汁并不是一个健康产品，那么就可以延续后面提到的呢，它不仅是因为有维他命跟矿物质，更是因为它的 fiber， 而后面提到呢，纤维是让我们感到健康的很重要的一个因素之一，所以搭配前后文意，第二题的标准答案我们就选择 F 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Thank you for that very enlightening speech there, dear Chinese teacher. Let's continue on with our lesson where we left off. We're talking about squeezing juice from fruit. It gives us the juice, but it leaves the fiber behind. So without it, without the fiber, juice is mostly natural sugar and water. You might as well just take some sugar from your shelf and mix it in with water.We're saying here that basically that's the same thing.
I just drink it. Yeah. There might be a little bit of vitamin C in the juice that you're drinking, maybe, but it's not much more healthy than that. It's kind of depressing. When I first learned that, I was like, really? Oh, I thought I was being so healthy with the fruit juice I was buying. But without that fiber...or the pulp that you get as you squeeze some of those types of fruits, especially citrus fruits like lemons and limes and oranges. If you don't have that pulp or fiber, you're just mostly drinking really sweet sugar water. It's not real healthy for you. Your body honestly can't tell the difference between sugar that comes from a natural source like fruit and just sugar that you buy and you put on top of, things that you're making like cookies and things. So that's kind of a depressing thing to find out. But it can't tell the difference but from sugar from natural sources or sugar that's included in your candy or your very sweet soda or soda pop. I call it pop because I'm from the western part of the U.S. But
me too.
Kind of sad that our bodies can't even tell the difference.
Right, can't tell the difference. A lot of times, of course, people can't tell the difference between a Canadian and an American unless they tell you that that's where they're from. And when I first came to Taiwan, I could not tell the difference between Mandarin and Taiwanese. It all sounded Greek to me. Now, of course, I can tell the difference. And your body can't tell the difference between sugar from juice and sugar from candy or soda. Now, in fact, juice often contains just as much sugar as soda. Ooh, soda pop, etc.
Yeah.
And liquid sugar confuses your body by giving you immediate energy. So, yes, this is liquid sugar, sugar in a liquid form as opposed to a solid or a gas. And it confuses your body. That's the verb here, to confuse, to cause you just to kind of not really understand what is happening.You're bewildered, you're puzzled, you're perplexed, you just don't know what's going on. So your body is confused. It doesn't know what kind of energy it's getting. And so therefore it thinks it's getting sugar. So it gives you a bunch of energy. Mm-hmm. It's immediate energy, energy right there, right then and now that you can use. It thinks, hey, maybe you're getting ready to run a marathon or something like that. So the body gives you energy right away.
If you've ever watched kids after they've eaten some candy or cookies or cake, they kind of go a little crazy. They run around screaming. That's what sugar does to kids. So, that gives you an immediate lift, some energy, but it doesn't last very long. And after that immediate energy is gone, you feel kind of low energy and you really don't feel full at all because that sugar doesn't last long. Immediate means something that happens instantly right then. So it's really fast energy that arrives, but then it doesn't last long. And after that, you feel very hungry and kind of low energy. Since juice doesn't require chewing, because you just are drinking something, it's very easy to drink too much of it. I call juice, and because these drink shops are really popular in Taiwan, I refer to them, I call them, you know, empty calorie shops.
Oh, no.
People buy a lot of drinks here, which is shocking to me because they're just empty calories. You don't feel full after you've had it. It tastes good for a little while, but then you've probably added 200, 300 calories to your day just by getting something that's sweet at those shops. Those glasses are quite big.
Yeah, like Jinju Nai Cha. What is that in English? Tapioca balls and black tea or something
like that. Yeah, tapioca balls, yeah.
I can't think of the English right offhand. It'll come to
me. Milk tea, pearl milk tea.
Pearl milk tea, that's it. That's the term. Those are loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
But in any case, yes, you can't chew that stuff, so your body thinks, hey, I'm still hungry. So you end up gaining weight. So here it says, those who consume a lot of juice, who drink a lot of juice, could actually end up gaining weight. You're going to get heavier. You're going to get fatter.
Yeah.
And remember here, people in Taiwan never let you forget if you're fat, okay? Don't get fat because people will constantly tell you that you're, oh, Nipangla! That's one thing about Taiwan that we all know and love. You're very honest about that.
Yeah, but don't say that to foreigners. It's not very nice. We don't want to hear that we're fat. We know we're fat. You don't have to tell us. I wanted to mention, because I had a client who used to always say, I gained my weight. No, you gain weight, guys.
Gain weight,
and you want to lose some weight.
Lose weight, gain weight.
Yeah, and weight is non-count, so it's some. Or if you want to talk about specifics, you want to lose a couple of kilograms or kilos, or we would say pounds, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up gaining weight if you drink too much juice. It's because when the body takes in more sugar than it can handle, it then goes into those fat cells and it stays there, which is terrible.
That's what happens to sugar. It gets converted into fat and it goes into your fat cells. And it's very difficult to lose after that. And remember, I think, folks, I'm pretty much convinced that exercise really does nothing to help you lose weight. It's pretty much totally dependent on your diet,
I have to change what you eat. It's true. But exercise is good for your heart.
It's good for your body, yes.
But
we're not telling you to
if you want to get thinner,
you
got to eat less. Yeah, you got to eat fewer calories, guys.
Eat more protein, less carbohydrates, or fewer carbohydrates, I should say. So, yes, indeed, some of that sugar gets turned into good old fat.
Mm.
And if you are used to drinking juice every day, don't despair. Hey, I'm used to going to the night market and getting
a
juice.
Your guava juice?
I'm using this as an example here. It's been no problem for me, but some people may be used to this. They're accustomed to drinking juice. It's part of their daily life. They expect it every day. Well, don't despair. Despair here just means don't worry, don't get upset, don't panic.
Don't lose all hope.
That's right. It's fine to consume moderate amounts of juice with meals. So, yes, don't drink it by itself.
Mm.
If you have to drink fruit juice, then have it with a meal. Have it with your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, or your midnight snack.
Yeah, there's a girl in my neighborhood who sells freshly squeezed orange juice in the morning. And it's so hard for me. I'm coming back from the gym in the morning and I pass her. It's so hard for me not to buy it. But I look at it and I consider it pure candy.
Mm.
It's just so delicious and tasty, but it's just got too much sugar in it. But one of these days, I'm going to treat myself and buy a bottle. But eat it with some breakfast. Eat it with some other food. That's good advice. Instead of pure juice, you can try smoothies, making a smoothie for yourself instead, or going to a place that offers smoothies. We'll talk about that in a minute. If you have something that's pure, guys, it's not mixed with anything else. So if you were to drink pure alcohol, it would probably kill you, right? Most of the alcoholic drinks people drink, it's not pure alcohol. That's too much alcohol. They mix in different flavors and fruits and, you know, whatever kind of drink you're drinking. Here it's pure juice, which means they're not diluting it or making it less tasty with water. It's just juice, freshly squeezed juice. But if you want to try something that's not quite as sweet, try a smoothie. That's what we call those drinks where you can mix in yogurt with it, sometimes some ice cream or some sort of liquid yogurt is good too. And then they'll put different vegetables in with the fruit. For example, I'll often get a carrot and mango drink. It has both of those. It's got a vegetable and a fruit. The vegetable apple doesn't have as much sugar, so it's not quite as high calorie. So if you blend something in, it's another word for mix. And there's also a piece of kitchen equipment called a blender. I have a blender at home that I make different sauces with, and a hot sauce. I actually make hot sauce with my blender. But you can actually make smoothies at home with some ice cubes to make it a little cooler, a little more chilly. What do you like in your smoothie, Tom?
Smoothies. Well, my dictionary here says they have ice cream in them, but I think they usually have ice cubes or something like that.
Well, they can have ice cream in them, but they can also put yogurt. It's up to you.
Yeah, I don't really like smoothies because I tend to drink them too fast, and then I get a brain freeze, if you know what that is. It's a headache caused by drinking or eating something that's too cold.
Fast, yeah.
So, yes, I don't like smoothies. When I see the word smoothie, I think, oh, headache. I don't want to have one of those. But indeed, if you like smoothies, yes, it can be low sugar, fiber-rich vegetables, blended in, etc. So just remember that juice is a treat, not a zero-calorie food. And something we haven't been mentioning here is that, hey, you can eat the fruit by itself. Just go ahead and crunch into a nice juicy apple or a guava. And one of my favorite fruits, of course, is the good old dragon fruit available here in Taiwan.
That's good too.
That is so tasty. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
在前面提到水果里面的纤维非常的重要。第三个空格前面的句子说 However, squeezing the juice from fruit leaves the fiber behind. 当你呢去挤压果汁然后从水果里面榨出果汁的时候呢就把这个纤维呢给遗留在后面了也就是没有纤维。搭配这样子的句意第三题我们可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 提到 Without it, juice is mostly natural sugar and water. 这里的 it 指的也就是前面提到的 the fiber. 一旦没有了纤维，果汁呢，大部分都是天然的糖分以及水而已。而这样子呢，就没有办法造成它健康的重要因素。所以搭配文意，第三题我们可以选择 A 选项。第四个空格要选出正确的答案。前面提到呢，说当我们没有纤维，喝果汁就没有饱足感，然后容易喝太多。第四个空格后面的句子提到 That's because when the body takes in more sugar than it can handle, some of it gets turned to fat.那是因为呢，身体呢，它所摄取的糖类比它能处理的糖类更多的时候呢，那有部分的糖就会变成脂肪。那这里的 that 指的是什么呢？变成脂肪，大家第一个联想到的就是会增加体重，变胖。所以第四题，我们可以选择 D 选项。Sentence D 提到 Those who consume a lot of juice could actually end up gaining weight. 在这里提到的就是呢，喝太多果汁的人有可能到最后 end up, 它的结果呢就是 gaining weight, 就是有太多的重量反而变胖了。后面则说明因为呢有部分的糖分会变成脂肪。所以第四题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。第五个空格，前面的句子提到 If you are used to drinking juice every day, don't despair. 听了这么多，看了这么多，如果你已经习惯每天喝果汁，你也不要觉得很失望。搭配这样的文意，第五个空格，我们可以选择 C 选项。Sentence C 提到It's fine to consume moderate amounts of juice with meals. 在这里的关键字是 moderate, 当作形容词解释成为适度的、有节制的。事实上呢，只要进餐的时候饮用适量的果汁是没有问题的。所以搭配文意，第五题的标准答案，我们就选择 C 选项。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, guys. That's our health unit. The next time you drink some fruit juice, remember, it's got a lot of sugar. So don't treat yourself daily to it. I would say it should be kind of like having a special dessert every once in a while because it's so sweet.
Be good to yourself every now and then and have some fruit juice, but not all the time. You don't want to be fat. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for joining us. And make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.